afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Nashvillians will not get a credit to help pay for increased water bills after Winter Storm Fern. During the storm, residents were encouraged to drip their faucets for days on end. The mayor's office put forth a proposal for Metro Water Services customers to receive a one-time credit ranging from roughly $8 to $25. The program would have cost the city around $6 million. But ultimately, the proposal was rejected by the council this week. Some council members cited concern over the total cost of the program for what they called a small amount of relief. Following the council's rejection, the mayor issued a statement saying that Metro Water could have tightened its belt for the credit. He called the decision a, quote, incredibly disappointing outcome. The Nissan plant in Smyrna is starting production of a new version of its luxury vehicle, the Infiniti. WPLN's Seth Thorpe gives us the latest.
The Infiniti QS65 is being introduced at the Nissan Smyrna assembly plant at a public event on Saturday. The luxury crossover SUV was recently showcased at the New York Auto Show, and it will be produced right here in Middle Tennessee. Jennifer Swanner, a senior specialist for communications at Nissan, said the addition not only increases production at the plant, but also enhances relationships in the community.
More product, and you know, we're localizing and bringing more product to the U.S., so it's great to retain jobs and suppliers and other people that are, you know, touch the plant.
The new Infiniti QS65 produced at the Smyrna plant will be available at retail outlets starting this summer. Seth Thorpe, WPLN News.
You'll find more news at WPLN.org.